Better Leaders, Better Schools, episode number 15.
Welcome to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, where school leaders go to find inspiration and learn world-class strategies from top influencers in education. Better Leaders, Better Schools was created by Daniel Bauer.
Is to be lavish in your praise. Do not skimp on making people feel good. Hey, this is Daniel Bauer from Better Leaders, Better Schools. I help school leaders create a winning culture, focus on the essential, and lead with courage and integrity. The blog and podcast was made specifically for you to help you meet your leadership potential. Get more content and resources at betterleadersbetterschools.com. Better leaders, do you need some winning leadership phrases? Download my free gift to you, the 15 Phrases of Effective School Leaders. The 15 Phrases of Effective School Leaders is an MP3 where I share a variety of phrases that have served me so well over the years in all my leadership positions. Get it now for free by texting phrases to 33444. That's phrases, P-H-R-A-S-E-S, to 33444, or by visiting the website betterleadersbetterschools.com. Today's podcast is brought to you by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at betterleadersbetterschools.com/book. Listen to this. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And now it's time for some 5-star reviews. Dr. Mark C. says, excellent show. Very thoughtful, right to the point, and powerful information. HGC to the third, great information for leaders in learning. Daniel does a great job of interviewing successful leaders in the learning environments that allow learning and creating winning cultures in their learning worlds. Keep moving forward. Hey there, this is Daniel, and this is a special episode that I'm bringing to you. It's going to be shorter than our normal long-form episodes. Ivy's not here, my buddy Iboro. I don't have a guest. This is just me and you because it's the holidays. It's Thanksgiving time here in the States. And so let's just connect. Let it just be me and you. Okay, this is getting weird. That's not the point of this podcast. And so what I really want to focus on is the idea of gratitude. And I'm going to link in the show notes a really incredible article that I want you all to read. And I'm going to highlight it, just give a quick overview of it. And I'm also going to link to a book that I want you to buy, or at least a practice that I want you to start in the spirit of gratitude and of thankfulness. And so the article, let's start there. This article is by somebody named Amy Morin. I found out about her listening to another podcast, probably one of my favorites, top three podcasts, which would, well, I don't want to go into all of those. But listen, The Art of Charm is a podcast that's incredible. It's about, it's specifically for guys, but, you know, really anybody could benefit from it. I really appreciate their insights. It's just trying to have a more effective and significant life. So check that out. It's The Art of Charm. I will link that up in the show notes. But Amy Morin was one of their guests, and she wrote an article that's 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. Well, that's not gratitude, so let's not talk about that. I'll link that article too. You can check it out. But what I do want to discuss is her article in Forbes called 7 Scientifically Proven Benefits of Gratitude That Will Motivate You to Give Thanks Year-Round. And so there's 7 scientifically proven benefits. Here's the 7. Hey, and shout out. What's up, Principal Paul? He's going to be a guest on the podcast coming up later in January or February. But he wrote a blog post in response to this article too. So thank you, Principal Paul, for also turning me on to this article. So 7 things. Scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. Number 1, gratitude opens the door to more relationships. Number 2, gratitude improves physical health. Number 3, gratitude improves psychological health. Number 4, gratitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression. Number 5, grateful people sleep better. Number 6, gratitude improves self-esteem. And number 7, gratitude increases mental strength. And so those are the 7 scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. I would love to know which benefit you, I guess, connect with the most. I think for me, it's the idea of improving my psychological health. Sometimes I could get down, honestly. Sometimes I struggle with depression, also with anger. So in terms of enhancing empathy, reducing aggression, that's good for me. But also this idea of improving my psychological health, just to be a more positive minded guy. I'm really working on those mindsets, and that's something I talk about with my personal counselor. So gratitude is something that I care about deeply. So that's the article. I'm going to link it up. I just gave you an overview. Read the more in-depth. You know, Amy shares why those ideas are the 7 scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. But I connect with improving my psychological health. Hit me up on Twitter @_betterschools or send me an email, daniel@betterleadersbetterschools.com. Let me know which one of these 7 proven benefits of gratitude you connect with the most. I would love to hear it. Now, the book I want you to buy is called The 5-Minute Journal. You can get that off of Amazon. And full disclosure, you know, a lot of the links on my blog, links in the show notes, oftentimes will be an affiliate link. And I don't do that, you know, to surprise you or anything like that. I'm just trying to cover the cost of hosting a website and a podcast. So I get a very small commission off of every book you buy. It's like 2.5%. I've earned 1 month up to 4%, and in that month I earned like $100. So it's a small amount of money. It does not increase the cost to you. Just want to be fully transparent with that. But the 5-minute journal is a really cool tool, and I've used it, and it's broken up into a few different parts. It has a quote that's inspiring for the day, which is going to, you know, get you off to a nice start. And this is part of my morning routine, you know. So I like to wake up early. Ryan Jackson, shout out to Ryan Jackson for inspiring me to get up and be more fit. You know, and that's funny coming from me, right? I've run a couple marathons, and I do like to work out regularly. But this year has just been a beast in terms of balancing my life and my work, my relationship with my beautiful wife, Erica, and finding time to get into the gym. So I've been going to bed earlier, waking up much earlier so I could hit the gym. So the morning routine includes a nice breakfast, gym workout, reading scripture or some type of devotional, and then doing the 5-minute journal. And so again, go out and buy that. Show notes, there's a link. But here's what you do. The quote that's going to inspire you. And then you list 3 things that you're grateful for. So again, this is connecting to Thanksgiving, our wonderful holiday where we eat a lot. But most importantly, to reflect and be thankful for all the blessings that we have. So it has you reflect, what are you grateful for? You write down 3 things. You write down 3 things that would make today great. You write a daily affirmation. I am blank. You write down 3 amazing things that happened that day. And then you write down, how could I have made today better? So I kind of did a sloppy job of describing that, but 3 of those parts are in the morning. What you're grateful for, what would make today great, and a daily affirmation. And then in the evening, you write down, what were those 3 amazing things that happened today, and how could I have made the day better? And so here's an entry. I just flipped open my journal from September 8th. Don't know what it's going to say, so I'm just going to read it to you. But on that day, I'm grateful for just rest, for doing everything the night before. So writing, making my lunch, making my smoothie, etc. I was grateful for the first day of school. So that's pretty cool. And I love looking back at these entries as well. What would make today great? I put, if I help a lot of people, if I clear out 20 to 30 emails, and if I edit podcast number 5, so that was 10 podcasts ago, yes, that would have made the day great. Editing can sometimes be a big pain in the butt. Daily affirmation, I wrote, someone who wants to be a help be of help, and people appreciate that help. And then in the night, I reflected. Three amazing things that happened. I had the best launch of school ever. I felt like I spoke well at the LSC, which is our local school council. It's a governing body within schools in Chicago. Oh, yeah, and Tuesday, $5 nachos. Shout out to Simone's in my neighborhood, Pilsen. Yeah, they got $5 nachos over there on Tuesday nights. So that's an awesome date night for me and Erica. And I wrote down, how could I made today better? That's to take more breaks. So you know what? Just sharing that with you really uplifted my spirit. And I needed that so bad. Wow. Thank you for allowing me to just share that with you. My entry from Tuesday, September 8th, 2015, in terms of the 5-Minute Journal. Again, the link's in the show notes. If you want to pick that up, I highly encourage you to do so. Last but not least, I want to now give you a challenge. So we linked an awesome article about the 7 benefits of gratitude. I'm linking the 5-Minute Journal, which is definitely something that you want to pick up and start in terms of developing that gratitude so you could get the benefits. The third thing is the challenge, and this is the thank you card challenge. I've really been inspired by a guy, Aaron Walker, and he was on the podcast. I think it was episode 12, if my memory serves me correct. And he talks about moving from success to significance. And he's got so many tips and tricks that he's learned over the years that's helped him live a significant life. And actually, my friend Tom Schwab as well, he was episode number 9. He has the same practice. So the challenge to you, better leaders, is to start writing thank you cards, handwritten thank you cards. And I'm challenging you to write one a day to a different person, even if you don't like them. And so let me back that up. Aaron and Tom have really busted my, you know what, they've challenged me so much to read this book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I guess I'll link that up in the show notes as well. One of the greatest books I've ever read. And I was so surprised. I'm like, okay, this is a cool book. You know, I'm going to read it, get a lot out of it. Let me see when it was written, because I'm always curious. I don't know. I'm a nerd like that. I like to look. This book was written in 1938. And I'm thinking, what the? How's it stood the test of time that has still been so powerful for people? But I'm telling you, it has. And one of the core ideas, the key ideas in this text is to be lavish in your praise. Do not skimp on making people feel good, and be authentic about it too. You know, don't thank people for something that you don't genuinely appreciate for them. But that's the challenge. For people you like, for people you get along with, for people that really frustrate you, I'm challenging you to find the good in all of them. And then I'm challenging you to go old school. Get a bunch of thank you cards. I bought blank ones from Amazon, got a ton of thank you cards, blank ones, because I love to cartoon and sketch as well. And so I just doodle on them, and I wrote something short and sweet. Now, this doesn't have to be a laborious process. I'm talking 2 to 3 minutes of your day, and get that out of the way, and just genuinely thank somebody for how they've touched you, how they've impacted the school or your organization, how they made student lives better, your life better, whatever. And just share it short and sweet, and write it from your heart. I don't remember the book that I read this out of this summer. You know, I was reading so many books, but the idea is the same. And it talked about a former Ford CEO. And he said the most important time that he took out of each day was to sit down and write those thank you cards. And people still remember those cards to this day. It actually made him sort of famous because he impacted so many lives because he noticed. He had his eyes open. He had his ears open. And he thanked people from the bottom of his heart for the benefit they brought, the value they brought to Ford. And so again, that's the challenge to you guys. So check out the article for 7 scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. Get the book 5-Minute Journal so you can start developing a mindset of gratitude, which is something I struggle with, but I'm working on, and I do see a change there. And then buy some thank you cards. Start writing those today. If you're in, send me an email, daniel@betterleadersbetterschools.com, and just put in the subject line, I'm in. And that will let me know, you know, who is taking on this challenge. And those folks that do email me, or you could tweet me @_betterschools and just say I'm in, and make sure you tag me in the tweet. And that way I could sort of get an idea of who is going to adopt this challenge. And I'm a pretty organized guy. I think that's one of my top skills. So I'll create some type of Google spreadsheet or something with your emails, with your Twitter handles, and I promise to reach out to you throughout the year just to check out, you know, how the thank you card challenge, one thank you card a day, is going. And who knows, maybe we can parlay that into a feature on the blog, shout out via email to my email list, or maybe we'll get you on the podcast and, you know, just talk about how gratitude has changed you and what you've learned through reading the article, doing the 5-minute journal, and or writing thank you cards. Better leaders, thank you for investing in yourself today by listening to this podcast. Remember that life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Go out there and be a better leader. Today's podcast was brought to you by me, Daniel. Be better starting today by heading over to the website, betterleadersbetterschools.com, and type Daniel in the search bar or gratitude, and the show notes page will pop up, where you'll get the highlights of today's episodes, all the links to the resources, and the best way to connect with me, which is Twitter @_betterleaders, daniel@betterleadersbetterschools.com. If you have an iPhone and you have the podcast app, just tap the cover art and the show notes page will magically appear. And in conclusion, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the podcast, for reading the blog, for tweeting at me, for connecting with me via email. I do not take you guys for granted. I know there's a ton of things you could be doing with your time, but I know you're invested in your own leadership development, and it means so much to me that you're a part of the Better Leaders, Better Schools community. Have a great Thanksgiving, and take care. Bye-bye for now. Hey, Better Leaders, thank you for joining us on the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast. Visit us at betterleadersbetterschools.com, a blog and podcast made specifically for you to help you meet your leadership potential. Do you want to be awesome? I know you do. Please leave a 5-star rating and review for us. Click the podcast artwork and long press the show some love link. That'll bring up a page where you can leave a review. This helps the show stay relevant in iTunes and reach a wider audience that wants to become a better leader. If you'd like to connect with me, and I would love to connect with you, there are also links in the show notes. The blog and podcast has an audience in over 100 countries. Connect with me via email, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or the website betterleadersbetterschools.com.